to do this alone, it's only a matter of time before you're going to collapse under the strain. I had that friend of mine who was a physician, and I went out and had some coffee with him, and I looked at him, and you could just tell he was just really coming unglued. And he just kind of said, you know, I miss playing golf with my buddies. And his wife is dealing with some very, very difficult things with the disease. And I said, well, do you have the resources to bring someone in to help a little bit? He said, well, she's not comfortable with that. See, that's that loss of identity when you start using the third person singular instead of first person singular. She's not comfortable. I said, well, I didn't ask what she was comfortable with. Sometimes we have to make unilateral decisions, and that's painful. And that's where people struggle with guilt, because they're thinking, well, wait a minute. They're not comfortable with that, but it's the right thing to do. But they're, you know, and there's that guilt conflict in there. And it's very hard for folks to fight that. I've dealt with that, been there, done that. That's why I've been raised by a pack of therapists, for heaven's sakes. And do we have a rim shot, John?
Man, I've been meaning to get one.
Laugh track, rim shot, something.
Something really just defined and unfortunate, you know, sounding. Yeah.
But I looked at him. I said, look, you are one phone call away from prying your hands off the wheelchair and putting them on the golf club where they belong. And he needs to be able to take a break and be able to get out and just recharge himself so that he is better equipped to take care of her. Because I asked him, I said, well, okay, that's admirable what you're doing. Now, what's your plan when you fail? And not if you fail, because you will. Yeah. And same thing. I was talking to a guy one time. I was doing a teletown hall with AARP, and this guy called up. He's 70 years old, taking care of his wife, and he was doing everything by himself. And he didn't want to have anybody come in. He was managing all her meds and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, you know, that's admirable. What's your plan if she outlives you? And, you know, the silence was just deafening. And this is the thing. We somehow assume that we're going to outlive them just because they're dealing with a disability, they're chronically ill, or they're elderly. I've got a friend of mine that emailed me, and her mother, her mind is starting to go, but her body's really good. But she's 98. Her body is still in really good health, but her mind's good. She's 98 years old. And, I mean, you know, she's about ready to be cut down in her prime here. And I you got to get a rim shot,
Joe. I mean, come on now. I mean,
seriously. But you know, just think about that. Now, if they live that long, are you thinking this far down the road? Because I think when somebody gets something they start going downhill, we assume that they're going to go downhill very quickly, and then we'll have to just kind of hang on for the ride for several years, and then boom, it's all over. I honestly thought, and Gracie would tell you this if she was here on the air with me right now, this time last year, we really didn't think that she was going to make it. I mean, she was in very bad shape last year, and it was pretty bleak. It was right about the time I came on the air here at WLAC, and I'd been doing the show at another station, but I came over here, and we had just kind of passed over the hump where, okay, she's not going to die. I've been in that scenario with her for decades, where we thought, okay, we're going to lose her here. And she, you know, you can't put your life on hold thinking that you're going to somehow outlive them, or they're going to get better, or they're going to get worse. They may just kind of just go through these stages all the time. And you've got to have a healthy life for yourself. If you don't, you run the risk of going before they do. And that's not good. You run the risk of becoming sick before you do. I had my financial planner was telling me this one time, and I had a lot of life insurance. So if something happened to me, you know, Gracie's going to get a lot of money. I was worth more dead than I was alive, John.
Hey, wait a minute. What?
and then my financial planner said, okay, look, you got plenty of life insurance. Well, I don't know that any financial planner or life insurance salesman ever said you have plenty.
Oh, you got plenty. Don't worry about it. You're totally great.
No, he said you have a good amount of life insurance. But what happens if you become injured? What happens if you develop some type of disability or debilitating condition? And man, that kept me awake at night. So I had to really readjust some things and think about it, because that's my reality.
Yeah.
And you have to plan for these things. But again, if you're doing this in isolation, you're not going to think like this. You're just going to think kind of for the moment or whatever makes sense for you. I go back to the same thing, and it's a horrible story, and I'm sorry for it. But when JFK Jr. crashed his plane into the Atlantic. He was not instrument rated, and he thought he could fly by line of sight in his little plane. And he thought he could see the shore and the moonlight or the stars or whatever and see the lights of the city. But he got out there, I think it's like around Nantucket or something there. I don't know what it was, but there wasn't a lot of – it was you know, there wasn't many, much out there, so there weren't a lot of lights. And he got disoriented. And I've talked to a lot of pilots, and you can get so disoriented so quickly. And he thought he was flying okay, and he was headed straight into the ocean. And this is what will happen to you as a caregiver. If you allow yourself to stay isolated, you will, I promise you, you will fly straight into the ocean. And you may take down people that you love with you. And that's why it's so important to get people around you that can give you good counsel, good insights, wisdom, professional help, and pastoral help, counseling help, medical help. You got to see your doctor. You got to see a counselor. You got to see a financial planner. There are a lot of people in your life that you need to check in regularly with. Don't trust your own senses. Do not do this alone.